This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sarah, there's something that we do as Australians, the way we can speak to each other, that you think, really, maybe we should rethink this.
Yeah, I have noticed, especially lately, I think through the lockdown, you spend a lot more time online, so you're listening to a lot of voices probably don't necessarily come across in your everyday life experiences. We as a family spend a lot of time like listening to people on social media, and one thing that kept coming up was that a lot of people were saying Australians were quite racist, which surprised me and made me feel a bit sad. I think I felt defensive at first about it, but then I sort of listened to what they were saying, and a lot of them were immigrants from Africa, and they were saying that a lot of Australian people are quite racist to them. When I started to read their comments, I was like, you know, I can see that happening.
Right.
Comments that had like an edge of a joke attached to them. And the people, they had spoken out about how they felt hurt by these sort of things. And the people are just like, oh, now you've just got to get used to it. That's the way Australians are. And oh, it means that you're being included. And they were really feeling quite hurt by the comments that they were getting.
Yes.
And even more offended when they were told that it's just a joke and they've just got to learn to live with it. And I thought that was a bit sad.
And this is something that your family's already dealt with in some way, isn't it, Sarah and Glenn? Not necessarily on the racist side of things, but when it comes to how you speak well and kindly to each other, your family has actually done a lot of work on this yourselves.
Well, we have, yeah. So our family is an autism family. We have two kids on the spectrum. Because of that, you get to go through a lot of early intervention training as a family. You learn all about theory of mind and how other people have different thoughts in their head to you and different life experiences. And basically, you help your kids learn to talk with other people and understand other people's perspective, because that's something that a lot of people with autism can struggle with. As a family, we've sort of grown together, always checking in and always trying to find out how our words are affecting other people.
And Glenn, were you a bit shocked about the way you spoke as an Aussie bloke? Did you discover things about the way you communicated that upon reflection you thought, oh, hang on, maybe I shouldn't be speaking like that?
Yes. And also it was realizing, and this was something Sarah actually helped me with, realizing that accepting the way that people spoke to me about my curly hair or buck teeth growing up or any of my physical appearance, I was picked on as a kid, as many people were. And I just accepted that as, oh, that's just the way we act to each other. And it was Sarah who actually said, no, that's not okay.
I could see, like when we were dating, I could see it was hurting his feelings. And, you know, sort of said, are you happy with the way people talk to you? And he wasn't, but he'd always just said, that's just the way people are. That's just how my friends are. And they're not right. These guys are supposed to be like our really close friends, and you're feeling hurt every time we see them. Say something. We did. And luckily, they were really nice and really decent about it.
Great.
They thought it was just, that's how you communicate, that's how you fun. But sometimes people are actually getting really hurt by things that are said in jest.
Yeah, this is a really powerful reminder to me as well, guys. I'm someone who was very sarcastic when I was younger and often spoke quite poorly to people that as I've got older, upon reflection, I've realized that was not great. And I've tried to change that about myself, but I noticed particularly my sense of humor too can go that way. You guys are also a Christian family. So through your experiences growing up with some of your children being on the autism spectrum and also you being a Christian family, you've brought all these things together where you have seriously considered the way you speak with each other. What would you encourage the rest of us to do if we're going to go on a journey of thinking about how do we speak better and well to each other? What do we do?
I guess taking the words in the Bible seriously. There are so many passages in the Bible where God asks us to consider our words before we speak. Gentle language, to present ourselves with meekness and humility to the people that we meet, to be tender-hearted, to be compassionate and understand the effect that we have on others, to put others above ourselves. And also that we're meant to be like little image bearers of God on earth. We're meant to reflect something of his nature to everyone that we meet. If Jesus wouldn't have called people names because they're skinny or tall or have curly hair or have a different skin tone to us or speak with an accent, then we shouldn't either. Because, you know, if we behave that way, even in jest, we're in danger of hurting people, even if we don't know it. if they know that we're a Christian and we're hurting people with our words, then we're failing in our job, because no one's going to look at us and see our God in heaven and want to praise him.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.